For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. The Hobcaw Barony in Georgetown, South Carolina, is a rare place. Situated between the Winyabe Estuary and the Atlantic Ocean, the property contains both freshwater habitats and salt marshes, interspersed with loblolly and longleaf pine forests. The variable ecosystems that Hobcaw supports make it the ideal site for university research centers such as Clemson University's Bell W. Baruch Institute of Coastal Ecology and Forest Science.
So you want to hike through a little?
A Clemson research team led by Dr. Tom O'Halloran has spent the past 9 months tracking the growth of trees in Hobcaw's coastal forests. The storm surge from Hurricane Matthew flooded these trees with seawater in October 2016. Prompting questions about the impact the saltwater had on the forest, which was previously flooded by Hurricane Hugo in 1989. Here's Dr. O'Halloran with intern Mike Aylett.
This tree has grown post-Hugo, since the hurricane.
We'll just go up to the tree. We call it DBH, diameter breast height. So like for me, it's pretty much at my like sternum. Then you just pull out the measuring tape, wrap it around. And this is probably like 16.3. And then you'll just yell out the number and we'll have someone like writing down all the...
On this forest plot, the team both tracks the growth of trees and collects soil samples to measure salinity. Back in the lab, research technician Maggie Wilkinson processes the samples and sends them in for testing.
We can see a really big trend so far with the salinity, where it was so high back in October, and now it's kind of leveling back out. And also, you can see where the salinity was high, where the pine trees are dying off.
What truly brings significance to this research is Hobcaw's previous brush with a hurricane. In fact, one Baruch Institute faculty member has been studying this very plot since 1989. When Category 4 Hurricane Hugo struck South Carolina's coast with blunt force. Here's Dr. Tom Williams, Professor Emeritus at Clemson.
Hurricane Hugo was an event that a lot of people hadn't seen. There hadn't been anything like that since the 50s. So it was an opportunity to see what happens after a hurricane. And within a year or so, we began to see areas of forest that the needle started to turn red and the trees all died. Well, when Matthew came, it's a nice opportunity to say, we have that old record on Hugo. Now Matthew's hit the same spot. Let's see if we can replicate the data that they took. And we were able to do things that weren't able to do during Hugo. As somebody said, we've always had the good fortune to have a misfortunate hurricane come by.
The luck that Williams mentioned is significant. In fact, after Hurricane Matthew, when Williams marked the perimeter of trees that were affected by the storm surge, in places, it lined up almost exactly with the storm surge of Hugo, giving the research team a unique opportunity to examine the effects of repeat storm flooding on coastal forest areas.
From 1993 till 2016, several people had criticized the data that was coming out of those plots as, well, we knew that. Yeah, we know how trees come back, and we know which trees die, and we knew all of that. But we don't know what happens when another hurricane hits. All of a sudden now we have data that's irreplaceable.
The team's work will continue at least until October of this year, giving them a year's worth of research to process before reporting their findings to the National Science Foundation. In the meantime, the team recently enjoyed a different type of luck, the opportunity to watch the Great American Solar Eclipse in its totality from their very own Hobcaw backyard. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.